Thank you, Margaret, and a Happy New Year to you. And we end this edition of Chatterbox with some of the shorter pieces from this week's evening news. Our first story is about our local blind children.
28 blind and visually impaired youngsters from all over Norfolk and their families enjoyed a noisy start to Christmas when their party was visited by Santa aboard a huge truck accompanied by a pipe and drum band and an escort of Harley-Davidson bikers. The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind's annual Young Eyes Christmas Party was made possible by a donation from Great Yarmouth firm Beck's Motorhomes, as well as donations of food and goodies from local businesses. The highlight of the party was the arrival of Santa in a huge red truck, accompanied by the Phoenix Pipes and drum band from Watton and the riders of the Eton Harley-Davidson group. The donation from Beck's Motorhomes also funded a second Christmas treat, as 22 families with visually impaired children enjoyed a Santa special train ride on the Bure Valley Railway, as well as once again being visited by Father Christmas.
Warming up the vocal cords and singing with others can aid recovery from mental illness, according to new research. The University of East Anglia studied a group of singers in Norfolk and found the activity made people feel valued and increased their confidence. They found that the Sing Your Heart Out project, which was started by Tracy Moorfield more than 10 years ago, had even stopped some people from relapsing. The UEA team from the Norwich Medical School said a six-month study of 20 members of the group found that singing and mixing socially had helped those with serious mental health problems. And they've now encouraged other areas to consider running community singing groups. The lead researcher, Professor Tom Shakespeare, described it as a low-commitment, low-cost tool for mental health recovery within the community.
The annual Norwich pantomime Carol Service, featuring the cast of Sleeping Beauty, was another popular hit with the city community. There were queues more than an hour before the service started at St. Peter Mancroft Church, with huge anticipation among the early arrivals. The audience enjoyed the hilarious readings, joyful songs and wonderful carols throughout the hour-long service, especially the elderly and the young, who belted out the 12 days of Christmas with great festive spirit. There were traditional carol solos, readings and singings by the cast, and an address from the Bishop of Lynn, the Right Reverend Jonathan Merrick, and prayers. Laughter and smiles could be seen and heard all around the church.
Residents are being asked for their views on a proposed reduction to the number of roads being gritted across Norfolk. The online consultation details a proposal for reducing the number of roads gritted in Norfolk from 34% to 30%, saving the County Council £200,000. That money would go towards the £125 million that the council needs to save ahead of a central government grant being completely cut by 2021. To achieve the saving, an in-depth assessment of Norfolk's road network would be carried out in order to reprioritise which roads should still be gritted. There would continue to be at least one gritted route into each town and village that's currently in receipt of one.
People who have been left homeless and vulnerable in Norwich this Christmas have benefited from a donation from Metrorod. The Tharston-based company had aimed to fill a van with items, but ended up with enough to fill four and plenty of offers of help too. By teaming up with the People's Picnic, the 10 volunteers distributed 130 bags of food, sleeping bags, bedding, clothing and toiletries at the Haymarket in Norwich in the week before Christmas, and also gave to the Salvation Army. The People's Picnic provides meals and essentials to those without anywhere else to turn.
The housing organisation Flagship Group raised the roof after an appeal to collect 16 boxes for food banks saw the firm more than double its target. In the end, 41 boxes were donated to a range of organisations including the St Martin's Trust in Norwich, the Woodbridge Salvation Army, Newmarket Open Door and the Norwich, Mid Norfolk and Thetford food banks. Hannah Worsley, project manager at Norwich Food Bank, said she was delighted by Flagship's continued support. She said, Flagship's donations last year helped us to provide the equivalent of 187 meals to local people in crisis. And this is such a help to us, as December is our busiest month. We expect to give out over 1,000 food parcels during December this year.
A Norwich GP was behind one of the more unusual festive sights in the city on Christmas Eve. Dr. Simon Cook cycled around Norwich on his red penny farthing while dressed as Father Christmas to spread some festive cheer. The 54-year-old, who was a GP at Oak Street Medical Practice, said he did it to make people smile. When I went out the first time, everyone seemed to like it, and it kind of put a smile on their faces, Mr. Cook said. So I thought, if I can bring a bit of cheer at Christmas, then why not? Although when I occasionally run into my family, I should imagine they think, oh God, he's on his bike again.
Plans have been lodged to knock down a bungalow in Spixworth and replace it with 10 new homes. The scheme would see number 42 Park Road demolished and replaced by 4 new bungalows and 6 two-storey houses. Documents submitted to Broadland District Council show the development would cover 0.49 hectares, extending south from Park Road and onto Douglas Road. A number of mature trees will be retained as part of the proposals, but an agricultural report states that 7 trees and 1 hedgerow will have to be removed. Meanwhile, a single access point to the development is proposed from Park Road. The 3-bed homes will come with 2 parking spaces, while the 4-beds will have 3 spaces. The application claims the development will be sensitively integrated into its surroundings and have no materially harmful impact on the environment.
Over 2 nights, 260 people enjoyed Christmas concerts this month at Hoverton St John Church near Wroxham. Both concerts were a sellout and were performed by Hayley Moss, soprano, and Benjamin Lake, tenor. They mesmerised the audience with their mixture of show and festive songs. The 2 concerts raised funds for the church, as well as providing a wonderful start to the Christmas season. The concerts were organised by Sarah and Roger Tompkins of Horning. Hayley Moss is well known for being Norfolk's very own soprano. She sang at Norwich's Carrow Road and also appeared on ITV's Tonight at the London Palladium. Benjamin Lake studied voice at Trinity College of Music in London. It was at Trinity that he made his opera debut in the world stage premiere of Goldschmidt's Beatrice Cenci. He also played the big events in American and European stadiums.
Staff from McCarthy and Stone in Norwich joined the Nvidia Voices Choir for a sing-along in aid of the Royal Voluntary Service. The Sing Your Heart Out event at Waitrose in the Eaton Centre, Norwich, raised more than £100 for the charity. The event was one of many across the county, marking McCarthy and Stone's 40th anniversary and raising money for the older person's charity. Cheryl Bissett, Regional Sales and Marketing Director at McCarthy and Stone, said, "The event was a huge success. The choir was in fine voice, and it was great to hear everyone joining in with a fantastic repertoire of festive favourites."
That's all for this week, but remember, we are always pleased to hear from you, and you can call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, and leave us a message, or pop a note in the wallet if you prefer. And remember, we have our website, cbtn.org.uk. Please return your recording to us in the same wallet, remembering to turn over the address label on the front and just put it into the postbox. All postage has been paid. But please keep your recording until you've heard all you want to hear, not forgetting, of course, that Let's Talk follows this edition.
Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. Peter Dennington read our feature, and Margaret Thompson wrote and presented What's On. All our stories were from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes responsibility for the contents of this recording. So another year of Chatterbox comes to an end, and we look forward to 2018, when we will be 40 years young and galloping towards our 2000th weekly edition. Our thanks to you all for your support and good wishes, and our very best wishes to you for the new year ahead.
So on behalf of our sound recordist, Peter Murch, and this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from me, Ree Chakraborty.
And me, John Francis.
Goodbye.